This is JIS News. Coming up, hundreds are set to gain employment after government signs agreement with the world's third largest hotel chain. JADCO to develop nutritional and educational material for athletes, and Prime Minister in Belgium for bilateral talks. The details after the break.
Customize your Christmas cards and calendars at the JIS. Let us design yours today. Visit jis.gov.jm for details.
Now the news. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is in Belgium for bilateral talks and to participate in activities at the 8th Annual European Development Days, EDD, organized by the European Commission. Mrs. Simpson-Miller will meet with high-level officials of the European Commission to discuss Jamaica's cooperation program with the European Union, among other bilateral engagements. The 8th Annual European Development Days, organized by the European Commission, is Europe's premier forum on international affairs and development. Prime Minister Simpson-Miller will be a high-level speaker at the opening plenary of the event. She will also deliver a statement at the high-level panel on women's empowerment post-2015 and a keynote address on women in Parliament. While in Belgium, Mrs. Simpson-Miller will participate in a meeting of the Board of Trustees of the United Nations Institute for Training and Research, UNITAR. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to meet with members of the diaspora, representatives of the diplomatic corps, and specialized international agencies. Mrs. Simpson-Miller returns to Jamaica Saturday, November 30. In her absence, Minister of Finance and Planning Dr. Peter Phillips is in charge of the government. The Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, is to begin developing nutritional and educational material geared towards informing local athletes and sports enthusiasts about the negative impacts of doping in sports. Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley says the Chase Fund has approved a grant of over $7 million towards the development of anti-doping material, a website providing information about doping, as well as to conduct additional doping control testing.
We are continuing to take the necessary steps to ensure that all our athletes, young and old, and all the persons who form part of our athlete support team, their coaches, their agents, their managers, their therapists, and others, have full access to doping-related information through structured training programs and the use of information technology.
The sports minister was speaking at a press conference at the office of the Prime Minister Friday. Hundreds of Jamaicans are expected to benefit from a management agreement between the National Insurance Fund, the NIF, and Europe's third largest hotel chain, Melia Hotels International, MHI. Under the agreement, MHI will operate the Bracco Hotel in Trelawney for the next 15 years, providing some 400 Jamaicans with long-term employment opportunities. The deal was signed last week and follows discussions involving Minister of Tourism and Entertainment Dr. Wickham McNeil and Minister of Labour and Social Security Derek Kellyer. Information Minister Senator Sandrio Faulkner says the engagement with MHI will secure some 200 jobs initially and an additional 150 to 200 with future expansion of the facility. Melia Hotels International is the 12th largest hotel chain in the world with more than 350 properties in 35 countries. And over the next 3 days, stakeholders from across the Caribbean community will participate in workshops aimed at arriving at a roadmap towards ratification and implementation of the Nagoya Protocol on Access and Benefit Sharing, ABS, of genetic resources and their use. The ABS protocol emerged from the Convention on Biological Diversity and will enable increased legal certainty, clarity, and transparency for both users and providers of genetic resources. Minister of Water, Land, Environment, and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says he will be seeking Cabinet's approval in the coming months to prepare draft instructions for the necessary legislative framework to adopt the protocol.
The importance and value of our genetic resources is demonstrated locally in many ways. This rich biodiversity should not only be conserved for present and future generations, but can be sustainably utilized to support the continued economic and social development of our country.
Mr. Pickersgill was speaking at the official opening ceremony for the second Caribbean workshop on the Nagoya Protocol on Access and Benefit Sharing Monday. Accession to the ABS protocol is an important step in facilitating the sustainable use of biodiversity. That was the JIS News. I'm Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.